Welcome to Community Connections with Children's Services Council of St. Lucie County. I am just one of your remote hosts, Sean Boyle. With me is
Ashley Mock, also and remote.
We are remoting. We coined that phrase last week.
There's so many new words that have become verbs: remoting, zooming,
exploring, falling, mistaking, all of these things. So welcome to the half hour best way that you can spend your Sunday. Yeah, that's still happening. By listening to our radio program on 104.5 The Flame at 10 a.m. and or watching us on Facebook, because we are posting our Zoom faces on Facebook Sunday afternoon after the show airs. But welcome to the show. That's all about connecting you, the listeners and viewers, during this time about what resources and things that are available for children and families in St. Lucie County. Now, we at the Children's Services Council, despite hosting this radio show for what has now been over 9 years,
however long it's been, and
going visual, which is scary. We are not radio show professionals, but what we do at the Children's Services Council is five things for our community. And those five things are: one, make sure every baby's a healthy baby; two, stop child abuse before it happens; three, keep kids off the streets; four, keep them in school; and five, keep them off drugs, alcohol, and other risky behaviors by offering programs and resources for all families in our community, even pre-pandemic and even during the pandemic.
Probably more so, I feel like, during the pandemic. But Sean talked about those priority areas that we focus on, and there is a ton of information about those priority areas on our website, along with all the programs that we are working with. But there's also some, we'll say, pandemic-specific information available on our website. So we have a pretty hefty list of resources that John from our office has cultivated and continues to update as we find new things to add there. So if you navigate to our website at cscslc.org, you can find that list, links to all of those resources. They include local, state, and some federal resources. So there's a ton of information there, but there's also some fun stuff that we've been including there. So we've got links to some Scholastic information, some activities for the kids to do. There's some ideas about, you know, ways to get out of the house and things that you can do as a family. So there's lots and lots of information on that COVID-19 page on our website.
And by all means, of course, if you're watching us, you already know this, but if you're just listening, you can also find us on Facebook. Look up Children's Services Council St. Lucie County. There are other Children's Services Councils, and while we like them, we are particularly fond and we love the St. Lucie County Children's Services Council. So
we do like them.
We're obviously not recording on Sunday. Sorry, spoiler alert there. We're not recording on Sunday, but we just got off another call where we had a conversation about summer, because we know that as the restrictions are starting to, I don't know what the right word is, lighten up a little bit, maybe?
Yeah, sure. Lessen?
Lessen. Maybe that's a better word. We know that some people are now able to go back to work. I'm currently in the office. You're at a coffee shop.
that's not nobody, true. They're not.
Nobody seems to be moving in your background. They're frozen. maybe you just have so much caffeine, you're just moving so fast. It's like
exactly.
Over the hedge. As people are starting to go back to work, and particularly during the summer, parents need places for their kids to go so that they can, you know, be all in at the workplace and know that their child is in a safe and learning environment. So all of our after-school programs turn into summer programs. We expand our summer programs offerings during the summer as well. We add on new partners. And we just had a call, and it sounds like majority of them, because the environment is ever-changing, right? Right now, majority of them are planning on opening up, like their physical site opening, and they're just going to stay within the CDC guidelines and ratios to make sure that they are safe and that your child is safe. But it sounds like a lot of them are actually going to open up. So I say all that because you can go on our website, as Ashley mentioned, and you can look up all of our after-school programs, and we're going to start putting all the summer programs up there. Now, we may not be able to get as super descriptive as to what they're going to be offering because it seems like that's changing daily. But the good news is they are going to be offering something. And we just did a quick survey, and we said, how many of you have openings right now? And all their hands went up in the air. So if you're interested in summer programming, now is the time to start making those calls.
And I would just say too, you know, I've had a lot of conversations outside of work life with just friends of mine who are asking questions about what's going to be available. What's it going to look like? It's going to be different. I think we all have to kind of understand that it's not going to look like, you know, Boys and Girls Club is not going to have 150 kids at their location. But I think I was really impressed in our conversation with our programs this morning. They have thought of some creative ways to make it work, to get to have the most available opportunities for our families and to still give kids a cool experience over the summer. So I think that's been really encouraging. But I think we have to recognize that it's not going to look like it normally does.
Right. Exactly. And I'm thinking of one example, End It, for example, the performing arts program that primarily works with teens. You know, obviously, you know, they're limited by their space on how many kids they can have in. So they're talking about maybe doing every other day, but also having virtual happening at the same time. So if you're not at the club, you can be watching online or doing even shifts. So there might be a morning shift and an evening shift. So they're all getting creative. They're all figuring out something. But, you know, if you are gearing up to get back to work, or if you're gearing up to the fact that you need your kids to go somewhere in the summer because you need a break, and you want them in a different environment, now is the time to start making those calls.
Yeah.
And like I said,
and two, I know you mentioned this, but you know, we will update the list on our website. We'll try to get as much information up there as we can, but some of that's going to change day to day. So just if there's something that interests you, please reach out to those programs directly, because they'll be able to provide you better information than we can.
And we have a surprise guest that's going to be joining us soon. They haven't quite got into our waiting room yet. You know, we're getting all fancy. We have a
so
waiting
technical,
room.
Technical. I don't know.
It's a virtual room. There's really nothing in there. But we're going to talk more about after-school programs here in a minute. I do want to mention before our guest does come on, our surprise guest, although I think we give it away in the title if you're watching. We are going to remind everybody to fill out the census. 2020 census is very important to our community, because it sets the infrastructure dollars for roads and bridges, but also for schools, and then obviously the representation at the state and federal level, and that helps draw down money. So we want to make sure everybody's filled it out. And just to add a little bit of incentive, the Roundtable of St. Lucie County, and you can go to their Facebook page and website, they're raffling off, or not raffling off. If you can take a picture of you filling out your census, they're giving away, like, I think 55-inch TVs.
Yeah. I happened to be in the office the day they were coming in, and you and I were like, what's happening?
But yeah.
Like they, that's a good deal, man.
Yeah.
So fill out your census. And not even that game, hard.
Right. It takes like 3 minutes online. So if you've gotten the card, grab it, go online. If you haven't gotten the card, they're going to be sending it to you again. They're going to be knocking on your door eventually. And I don't know about you, but in a COVID-19 environment, I don't want anybody knocking on my door that I don't know. But I'm going to lay a gauntlet down for our City of Fort Pierce listeners. We get updates, and you can check it out yourself. The percentage of residents that have filled it out, Port St. Lucie, doing pretty good. St. Lucie County, doing pretty good. City of Fort Pierce, you got some work to make up. You got some ground to make up. So make sure that you fill out that census. And if you've already filled it out, you know, virtually talk to your neighbors, virtually talk to your congregation to tell them that they need to complete that census too. Because, you know, if we shortchange ourselves, we have no one to blame but ourselves. And that will result in less money and less representation, not for a year, but for 10 years. So yeah. We live with our response. So be sure that you get on it.
Yes, definitely.
All right. Should I let our guest in?
Oh, she's here.
Yeah. You ready? This is kind of fun for me. It's like, bling, we have a guest. It's a mystery, right? They are loading. But we recognize that we knew, for example, that the topic of discussion was going to be after school and summer programming. And we know that families are coming back or starting to go back to work, and they're looking for offerings. So we've already had other after school program providers on, but then we thought today we would bring on our favorite after school program that has their own song written for them.
That's right. Probably the only after school program with their own song written for them.
And that is, of course, because it's fun to stay at. Anybody want to do the arm thing? It's fun to stay at the YMCA. So we have with
that was impressive. Good.
So we have with us today, joining us via Zoom, we have Charlene Lyons from the YMCA. And are you officially now the CEO?
I'm officially the interim CEO.
Okay. So we have the official interim CEO and a good friend of ours, Charlene from the YMCA. So welcome.
Thank you.
Charlene, I appreciate your well-branded background there. That is good stuff.
Yeah, you're making me, you're like, can I make this pin a little bit bigger? Is that possible? I can switch my background up. But so Charlene, talk to us about, because, you know, obviously during this pandemic and social distancing and just for safety, everybody's had to switch and change up the services. So can you maybe explain for our viewers and listeners what's happening at the YMCA?
Yes. So we have been, you know, working with the health department, the DCF, following CDC guidelines. So we have typically our ratios used to be 1 to 15. So with new CDC guidelines, we've had to reduce our group sizes down to 9. And what we're doing is we're having each group has 9 kids and 1 staff member with them. The staff members are wearing masks. We're not having the children wear masks at this time, but we're keeping all of those kids together, the same kids every day. That way we know that we're not, you know, mixing germs together, that sort of thing, based on those guidelines. We are checking the parents' temperatures and the kids' temperatures when they get to the Y in the morning. And then also throughout the day, just to make sure. We're also checking all of our staff as well and anybody who's coming in our buildings just to make sure that, you know, we kind of know that they don't have the virus, you know, based on that information. Obviously, we don't know, but, you know, that's been some of the guidelines that we kind of have a indicator that they're generally healthy. And then we have any illness stay home policy. So anytime anybody has any kind of illness, regardless of what the illness is, they're not allowed to attend. So that's kind of what we're doing as far as changes for our groups.
How many kids are you serving right now?
So throughout our association, we have about 140 kids. So that's in Stewart, Indiantown, and St. Lucie.
And just a reminder for those of you that don't know, excuse me, typically you're in some school sites as well as your Bayshore location. But right now, the site that's open is your standalone Bayshore location.
Correct. On Bayshore Boulevard in JC Park. We're in communication as early as just right before this Zoom meeting with the school district to determine whether or not, and they're still determining whether or not we're going to be able to be at those school sites. So we're still waiting to find out. But the changes that I think are the most dramatic is that our ability to serve has been dramatically reduced. Bayshore, typically over the summer at that location, we had anywhere from 80 to 100 kids, and now we're maxed out at 40 kids. So that's going to affect, I think, our community and our families.
Yeah, that's something that we've actually talked about right before you came on. And I think we've even dialogued. We had Tony Loop from the Early Learning Coalition on last week. And, you know, with these ratio changes, obviously that impacts the number of kids that can get in, which is, you know, what we want, because we want to make sure everybody's safe. But obviously there's going to be, you know, I won't say competition, but there's going to be, you know, some people that need to make calls early to make sure that they get their slot secured, if you will. That's why we're encouraging everybody to make those calls now.
Right. Yeah. And so, we do have people that are registering for summer camp now. So.
And so.
Taking registrations.
How does somebody fill out a summer camp registration? Is there a phone number or a website?
Yes. So they can call our Bayshore facility, 772-878-7337, or on our website is www.ymcatreasurecoast.org. So we can, because we're not allowing adults into the facility just to keep the children safe. So their best bet is to register online.
Okay. And the phone number again, because you went kind of fast. And there's only one thing I've learned in 9 years of radio show hosting is that when you give out phone numbers, you have to go slow. So can you do that number again?
Yes, it's 772-878-7337.
So, you know, we all, it's kind of funny because about an hour ago, all three of us were on a Zoom call about something totally unrelated to the sort of related to this radio show. And one of the things that came up, and we've actually seen it early on, was there were some after school providers that were providing services, but a lot of families weren't comfortable sending their kids because, you know, it's still, while we're learning more and more about the pandemic, it's still kind of the unknown. Like, we don't know. It feels like every day we learn something new. So I really applaud your effort to take the temperature of the kids and then also the temperature of the parents. I think that as a parent myself, now my kids are older, but that would give me reassurance. That would make me feel very comfortable about sending my kids to the Y.
We also have all of our public facing staff wearing masks. So the counselors are wearing masks, the teachers are wearing masks, you know, anybody, you know, if I were to walk out of my office, I would have my mask on. So we're trying to take every precaution that we can to make sure that we're keeping the kids safe and the staff safe and just, you know, the community in general.
And I'm curious, and this is probably of no interest except to me. Okay. How do you take the temperature of everybody?
So we have those, that looks like kind of like a laser. And so you don't have to actually touch them. So it's a touchless thermometer that, you know, it touches their forehead, or the laser touches their forehead and takes their temperature. So we're not having to, you know, touch anybody and, you know, worry about cleaning in between. So we got those. We were early adopters, you know, of that. You know, mid-March we started doing that. So before the governor actually closed gyms, we were taking people's temperatures.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That's funny. I actually have one of those in my house. My wife's a science teacher. She bought one, and I was like, I didn't realize you could do it on people. I was like, what's the temperature of the dog right now? Click. So that's good to know.
Yeah.
So what can, if families are watching and listening and they're like, you know what, I live near Bayshore, I know my place of employment is going to allow me to come back to work in the summer, or quite frankly, I've been homeschooling for the last 2 months and I need a break. What activities can the kids expect, the families expect during the summer?
So during the summer, of course, we're going to have arts and crafts, of course. We'll have STEAM programs going on. Depending on, you know, the governor, we may or may not be able to have field trips, but we are planning to have the kids going swimming. So they'll either be going to a pool in St. Lucie, or we'll bring them to our Stewart facility to swim. So they'll be busy. Reading, summer slide, of course, is still important to us. So there'll be, you know, all kinds of different activities going on, and they'll be tired when they get home.
That's what you want to hear, right, Ashley?
That's right. As a parent, that's the most important part. Will they be quiet when they get back?
They'll follow us in the car on the way home.
Yeah.
So again, that number is 772-878-7337, or like you said, they can jump onto your website, which is
www.ymcatreasurecoast.org.
That's pretty straightforward. Now, I want to ask, now we're obviously the St. Lucie County Children's Services Council. We work with you to serve St. Lucie County children at Bayshore and a couple other locations, but you have a fantastic gym, if you will, workout facility in Stuart. And I know our radio program is broadcast throughout the entire Treasure Coast. I also know that there are St. Lucie residents that go there because I play in a men's basketball league there. And every time I go by, I see a couple people that I know live in St. Lucie County that travel down there. So can you maybe talk about what's happening with your facility? Because obviously right now I know gyms can't be open. So are you gearing up for a contingency plan for when you can't open?
We with otherwise around the state. So we're right now, I have the staff working on a tentative May 15th opening. And that would be just for the gym. Of course, we're not sure if it's going to be 25% capacity or 50% capacity. But yes, we are definitely working on the social distancing. We're getting our sneeze guards, we're getting our footprints and our and all of our signage up to hopefully open the gym mid-May is our goal.
So if you open the gymnasium up and my men's basketball league resumes, are you going to make me wear a mask while I'm playing basketball?
We're not. We're going to recommend that you wear a mask during basketball.
I will totally wear one, and I won't play unless everybody else is wearing one.
Sean may actually wear a mask to play basketball from here on out.
Yeah, you know.
Get one of those buffs.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I need as much oxygen as possible. So,
that's one of the reasons why we're recommending it, because I do realize that it could be a health hazard for someone to be playing basketball also while reducing the amount of oxygen they can consume.
Yeah, I mean, my lungs will be great, but I will be wiped out for days.
Right. Yes.
So obviously we're talking about for parents and grandparents that need place for their kids to go. We've given out your phone number again, 772-878-7337. And I assume you have some slots open, or you anticipate you will?
Yes.
Okay. But on the flip side of that, if there's somebody that is listening or watching and is fortunate enough to maybe they're not impacted by this, you know, the economic impact of COVID-19, and they have the ability to give.
Yes.
And whether it be money or volunteer or equipment, is there things that you're looking for?
Yes, we are, with the additional restriction on sizes, it's kind of changed our staffing model, if you will. So we are looking for volunteers to help as additional hands and eyes. We are always looking for, like we talked on the call earlier, Lysol wipes, masks, gloves, any of that kind of PPE that anybody could donate would be great. And additionally, we are always looking for donations because we don't ever turn anybody away for the ability to pay for our programs and services. So we do know that this has impacted a lot of our community economically. So they will be able to go back to work, but they still just can't afford childcare. So any donations they can give to allow us to have more kids in summer camp is always welcomed.
Could you give us an idea, Charlene, like if somebody wanted, I know sometimes it's easier for people making donations to have like a hard cost,
yep,
for like, what would it cost for them to sponsor a child for the summer?
For the summer would be $1,000. And obviously that breaks down to about $100 a week. And we will be offering swim lessons as well. And that's $50 a kid.
Okay. And Ashley, I know we've been on a couple of calls and we've heard that there's and I'm going back to my people in Fort Pierce. I know that there are some mask makers in Fort Pierce. I'm not going to call anybody out by name, but Pinky, we know who you are. And I'm just wondering, is there, maybe you could give out your contact information, Charlene, direct contact information, because I know that we've been in contact and we've heard that there's some churches in our community that are making masks and. Okay. And maybe you can, I know you gave the Bayshore number, but I don't know, because it sounds like the mask could be used for the whole operation. Is there a number that you would want them to contact if they can donate?
Yep. So my phone number is 772-263-6974.
All right. So the number again is 772-263-6974. right? Yep. Because if you're making masks and if you're wondering, hey, who should we give these masks to? I know obviously, and with well within reason, we're giving them to healthcare workers, right, restaurants, and law enforcement. But keep in mind, these summer and after school programs are opening up and they are truly on the front lines as well.
Yes.
They're serving our youngest population, but they're definitely on the front lines.
Right.
So Charlene, we got a couple minutes left.
Okay.
And I happen to know, because John Last told me kind of your story about how you kind of started at the Y. So I'm totally embarrassing you.
Okay.
And this was
this not is anything, Sean's favorite thing to talk to people about. I don't know if you knew
that. In a minute or less, can you tell everybody your YMCA rise?
Yes. Yeah, so in 1997, I moved here from California. And I came and I went in out when I lived in California, I was a lifeguard and a swim instructor. And so they go, oh, well, just head on over to the Y. So I walked in and I said, hey, I'm a certified lifeguard and I can teach swim lessons. And they hired me on the spot. And so I started as a lifeguard, part-time lifeguard, stayed around, kind of became the head lifeguard, aquatics coordinator, aquatics director, association aquatics director. I got married, had kids, went away for a little while, about 5 years. I came back as the assistant to the CFO, assistant to the CEO, development director, association advancement director, vice president, and now I'm the interim CEO. And that was like over a, I'm aging myself, so I'm 29, but that took 23 years.
Wow, that's
that was
remarkable.
A quick rise.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. You came to the community the same year I did, and I was 7, so it totally makes sense. So that's outstanding. I would imagine, I don't know if you've kept your name tags the whole time, but I would imagine you probably feel like you're like a general with all your name tags.
I feel like my hat's just, they're like toppling over.
Yeah.
Sean has his name tags.
I do.
Job, you still get to keep the old job too. That's one of the gifts of the YMCA.
That's awesome. So I feel like it sounds like you climbed about every rung of the ladder there.
Yeah.
You know what though? I really love stories like that, Charlene, because you really know that organization literally from the inside out, because you have had so many different roles and even so many different ways to engage with the community and the different, you know, jobs that you've had. I love those stories because I think it, you know, you really do have a different perspective than most people.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. So I,
because I know everybody's job.
So, one last question, and I need you to answer in 10 seconds or less, because we got to wrap up. How do we remove the word interim?
Well, I have to have some early wins and do an amazing job, and then hopefully by the end of the year, the board will remove that for me.
Okay, good. We can do that. We can help you with that. And everybody listening and watching can help by either registering your child or grandchild, and or finding a way that you can help support our frontline workers at the YMCA. Charlene, thank you so much for coming on.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
We'll have you on again, I promise.
Okay. Thank you.
And remember, folks, it's a weekly radio program every Sunday at 10 a.m. on 104.5 The Flame. And we want to thank them for allowing us to do the show for what is now 9 years. And it's also a Zoom on Facebook. So check it out. And remember, it's our children, our community, our future. More than ever, we are all in this together. We'll see you next time.